The Edmonton Police Service continues to investigate the circumstances around the deaths of Constables Travis Jordan and Brett Ryan, even as the community mourns the office's loss. A Friday night candlelight vigil was held in front of the Epps West Division where the officers were stationed. At a news conference Friday afternoon, Epps reiterated the events of early morning on Thursday. At approximately 12:47 a.m., Const. Travis Jordan and Const. Brett Ryan responded to a family dispute call in an apartment complex near 114th Avenue and 132nd Street. When the two officers arrived, they were met by a 55-year-old woman outside of the complex. The two officers approached the suite where she lived along with her 73-year-old male partner and their 16-year-old son. Both constables were shot multiple times by the 16-year-old male, and were immediately incapacitated. Neither officer had a chance to reach for or use their firearms, says Epps. A struggle reportedly ensued between the mother and son over the gun, and the suspect shot his mother before turning the firearm on himself, taking his own life. The father was not physically injured during the shootings. The shooter's mother remains in hospital in serious but stable condition. The Alberta Serious Incident Response Team, ASIRT, is providing oversight to the investigation being conducted by the Epps Homicide Section. Autopsies for both officers will be conducted this weekend. The autopsy for the youth suspect is scheduled for Wednesday, March 22, 2023. Information on the public portion of the funeral arrangements for the fallen officers will be released as soon as it becomes available.